HarperCollins presents Will You Read This, Please? Edited by Joanna Cannon. Introduction. Before I began writing novels, I worked as a hospital doctor, and my chosen speciality was psychiatry. It was all I ever wanted to do. My uncle had a diagnosis of paranoid schizophrenia, and I was fascinated by the many twists and tangles of the human mind, even as a child. Although I no longer work on the wards, I think of the people I met there every day of my life, and if you read the acknowledgements in any of my books, you will see that I always thank the patients, or service users, depending on your preference, the people I had the privilege to encounter during my career as a medic. Not because I would ever weave them into a novel, but because they changed the way I look at the world. Their courage, wisdom, humour and resilience, often in the presence of huge challenges and social isolation, never failed to amaze me. And even though my life has now taken a different path, their stories will stay with me forever. I often wondered if there was a way I could bring similar stories to a wider audience, to use the small platform I have built for myself to help others realise the value of lived experience. Some people who deal with mental illness have the opportunity and ability to write about it, which is amazing, but many do not. And it was those people, those unread stories, I wanted to find. I thought it might be an idea to pair service users with best-selling authors, to set up a series of collaborations, so the authentic voice of the storyteller was preserved, but it could be shaped and encouraged by someone who wrote stories for a living. Would it work? I had no way of knowing. So one Wednesday lunchtime, I sent out a very tentative tweet asking if anyone thought it was a good idea. I was overwhelmed by the response. Authors, service users, and healthcare professionals all replied with so much support and enthusiasm, and immediately HarperCollins got behind the idea. With the help of the Royal College of Psychiatrists and the power of social media, we asked people with lived experience of mental illness to send in applications. Every application we received was valuable, each one written with huge courage and honesty. But we found our final 12 and matched the storytellers with 11 talented, compassionate, and generous authors, okay, 12 if you count me, who would help these stories to be told. My only conditions were that the stories captured and retained the original voice, and the storytellers were paid the same fee and royalties as the professional authors. I not only wanted them to be heard, I wanted them to be valued. All we needed now was a title, and the title was perhaps the easiest thing of all. Even when surrounded by the most compassionate and caring staff, someone who is very unwell with mental illness usually doesn't feel heard. No one listens, they often say. No one knows how I feel. It's also a belief that if we write something down, whether we are unwell or not, we are more likely to be acknowledged. And when I worked as a psychiatrist, I would walk onto the ward each day and find myself approached throughout the morning by a steady trickle of patients with a piece of paper in their hand. They had written down what they wanted to say to me. Long after I'd driven home the previous evening, they had sat on their bed or in the day room and found the courage to put their thoughts down onto paper. And as soon as I appeared the next morning, they would press that piece of paper into my hands and say, "Dr. Joe, will you read this, please?" I am so proud of this project. I am in awe of the storytellers for sharing their words, and eternally grateful to the authors who helped them to be heard. Most of all, I'm proud this book now exists, because I know if you listen to this, just like me, your world will be a better place. Joanna Cannon, November 2022.
Birth Song by Nicola Knight, as told to Jen Ashworth, read by Katrin Walker Booth. Beginnings. All stories have a beginning. A once upon a time. And
Sample complete. Ready to continue?